This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to our weekly series of environmental topics important to the health, sustainability, and quality of life in Washtenaw County. It is indeed called Issues of the Environment. Our guest today has a job that in part is dedicated to those very same issues. Christopher Taylor is the mayor of Ann Arbor, and thank you for your time.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
The city of Ann Arbor is, of course, seeking to reduce its greenhouse gas and carbon emissions by 25% by the year 2025. Are we on track for that goal?
We always can do better. And there's lots of areas where we would like to improve. We have made substantial improvement. Right now, we've reduced our emissions as a municipality, not including progress made by U of M, which is substantial. But we've reduced it by 15% since between 2000 and 2015. So that's a little over 1% a year. But I'd say that we have more investment that we need to make if we're going to make our goals.
Well, right now the city is exploring with the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority the possibility of using some of the parking structures and facilities to house solar arrays that would increase the use of renewable energy and further reduce reliance on fossil fuels. Where are we in that process?
That's a conversation that is ongoing, and I know that the DBA is excited about participating, as are we on the city side. Having solar at parking structures is certainly one way we can go about putting solar in the downtown. There are some higher costs associated with parking structure solar because you have to build sheds under which cars can park, over which solar arrays can be placed. So, we are expanding our inquiry to other areas besides merely parking structures. But this is definitely an area where we'd like to investigate and improve.
One of the other areas to consider, obviously, is public transportation and the idea of increased rail service into and out of Ann Arbor has been an ongoing discussion for years upon years. Are we going to see any significant development in that area?
It is a slow process, and it's frankly a frustrating one. We continue to work with the Federal Rail Administration to move our environmental assessment forward so we can get to a preferred alternative, and then we can get to preliminary engineering drawings. This is a process that has gone on for a long time, and it has, like I said, been a frustrating one. I'm hoping that we can move this forward over the next couple of months, but we'll see.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor about the city's climate action plan and discussions on advancing the use of renewable energy and reducing the carbon footprint that the city leaves. Those issues go a long way to improving the air quality in the area. When the quality of air improves, so does the quality of surface waters. But what of the water supply that runs underground? We, of course, are now several decades into dealing with a 1,4-dioxane leak that emanated from the old Gelman Sciences facility on Wagner Road in Scioto Township. Its plume has spread underground, contaminated several wells, and is inching ever closer to the Huron River. Mr. Mayor, the city and county finally got a seat at the table to discuss cleanup versus containment. And now Gelman is asking the courts to have that input removed from the legal conversation. So, in talking about frustration, what's happening on that front?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. That is an incredibly frustrating development and move on the part of the polluter here. We have, over the course of years, wanted to be involved, wanted to have a seat at the table in the state's case against Gelman. We have finally gotten there, and then they turn around and appeal it. So we continue to fight that process. We believe that we have a strong case. We believe that we do have a proper seat at the table, that our interests are critical and plain and obvious, and that our participation in those negotiations, those conversations, is imperative. We are part of any solution with respect to how our water is protected, our water is delivered. And part of any solution in connection with neighboring jurisdictions. We have the municipal water system, the delivery system. And if there's going to be some broader-based, multi-jurisdictional solution, jurisdictions need to be involved.
But now we could talk about the potential of years in just determining whether or not you legitimately have a seat at the table instead of talking about real cleanup.
That's exactly right. And that's one of the frustrations with having this process fought, every step of the way. This pollution has gone on for years. It has continued to cause trouble in our jurisdiction and others. The polluter has not taken steps to, you know, to act to clean it up in any real and meaningful way. We want accelerated cleanup. We're demanding accelerated cleanup and addressing the problem, and they're declining to do so, choosing instead to litigate these things.
So based on where we are right now, of course, WEMU last year did a 25-part series on the 1,4-dioxane plume, and through that process we discovered that with proper investment and partnership, contamination can be cleaned to non-detect levels. Can you envision, given current circumstance, an agreement between the state, Gelman, and potentially the city and county that would make that mandate a mandated outcome?
That is absolutely our goal, and that's one that we are going to continue to pursue. You know, we need to make sure that we have a seat at the table, and we are working towards that solution. I believe we have a strong case for it, a winning case for it. I hope that the courts and believe that the courts will address this question as swiftly as possible, because they know its importance, and I think in the end we're going to prevail.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU. Our conversation with Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor continues on issues of the environment. On Friday, June 9th, Mr. Taylor will head up the 17th annual Ann Arbor Mayor's Green Fair downtown. Now, Mr. Mayor, how have past Green Fairs helped shape the manner in which you govern when it comes to environmental issues?
Well, yeah, the Green Fair, you know, of course, was started by my predecessor, Mayor Heathcha, many years ago, and it's become a staple of the, you know, summer in Ann Arbor. It's the date upon which the top of the park kicks off, and it's a great way to focus Ann Arbor's attention on environmental issues, and also to demonstrate all the things that are going on every single day here in Ann Arbor with respect to protecting and improving our environment.
Do you see the tangible evidence of a better informed public when it comes to the health and future of the environment in the community because of this annual event?
You know, I think so. It's a place where people can come and learn about what various nonprofits are doing throughout our community, about the opportunity for people to themselves take action to reduce their greenhouse gas load, to improve energy efficiency, to make their homes river safe, to participate in many of our wonderful nonprofits. I think people come to the Green Fair. They bring kids to the Green Fair. It's a great communal event and activity, and they learn, and then they take action.
I'm going to ask you to put on your prognosticator's hat for just a moment, but
sure.
When we have this conversation before the Mayor's Green Fair next year, what accomplishments do you hope to tout at that time?
Well, at that time, I definitely hope that we are going to be full parties at the table, and hopefully with real and tangible progress with respect to the Gelman plume. You know, another thing we didn't chat about, and that's the city's forestry services. One of the benefits this year of our budget is that we're going to be able to fully fund Ann Arbor's Urban Forestry and Management Plan. We're going to be able to get all of our street trees on a 7-year planting cycle, on a thousand tree a year planting cycle. This is something I think that's going to improve neighborhoods and parks and, of course, our stormwater, and it's going to improve our air quality. So I'm hoping at this point next year, we're also going to be able to talk about having gotten that plan up and running and off to a great success.
Simply reconfirming, Ann Arbor is indeed Tree Town, right?
That's exactly right. You know, we love our trees. They've taken a hard hit over the years because of the Emerald Ash Borer and the Great Recession, but I'm delighted that we are able to move forward with an ambitious program to make sure that this incredibly important part of our community gets the attention it deserves.
Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for your time today. I do appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure chatting. Thank you.
That is Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor. He'll head up the 17th annual Ann Arbor Mayor's Green Fair on Friday, June 9th in downtown Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.